supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum and welcome. Thank you very much for choosing this program, the new episode of today's special to listen to.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
Today, Tuesday, is the 7th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At this moment, we listen to verses 1 to 4 of chapter Mu'minun.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قد أفلح المؤمنون.
Certainly will the believers have succeeded.
الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون.
They who are during their prayer humbly submissive.
والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون.
And they who turn away from ill speech.
والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون.
And they who are observant of zakah.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The ultimate and supreme aim of every program in Islam is success and salvation. Many verses of the Holy Quran that mention piety and religious decrees also aim to achieve piety. The choice of the title Al-Mu'minun for this surah is because of the beginning verses of the surah that enumerate the attributes of the believers in some sort, lively, significant, and comprehensive phrases. In addition, it is interesting that this surah first mentions the delightful and glorious destiny of the believers.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً ورد دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب
شكراً يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكراً يا رب.
The month of Ramadan has gone, but what after Ramadan? It is unfortunate to find that some people perform worship by doing religious deeds only during the month of Ramadan. They guard strictly upon their five daily prayers. They recite Quran and they give charity, but when Ramadan comes to an end, they grow lazy in their worship. Sometimes they even abandon their obligation entirely. Truly, there is much reward that Allah grants His servant in the fasting of Ramadan. If you are from those who benefited from Ramadan, fulfill the requirements of taqwa, truly fasted the month, prayed in it with truthfulness, and strove against your soul, then praise and thank Allah, and ask Him for steadfastness upon it until you meet your death.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host from IR English Radio. We hope you join us, inshallah, and stay tuned till the end of this show. Today we are going to talk about the strategies for preserving the spiritual effects of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, throughout the year. Every person has a spiritual reserve for the hereafter, which is charged with every righteous deed. This account must be filled throughout life to secure the hereafter and paradise. It is said that paradise is given in exchange, not as an excuse. Spiritual life is like a university entrance exam, where a wrong answer incurs a negative score. Therefore, with every sin, a part of this account diminishes, depending on its magnitude, and sometimes it may even reach zero. In paradise, the Prophet ﷺ observed that angels build palaces of gold, silver, and rubies for believers. However, during construction, they sometimes sit idle or rise and destroy the laid bricks. When asked about the reason, they replied that the benefits of these palaces are the righteous deeds that the believer sends from the world. Sometimes when the believer is idle, we also become idle. And sometimes when they sin, they destroy the laid bricks.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light. Be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain pouring all your love to every
For today, we have a tip on keeping Ramadan spirits alive, and that is working our way up slowly. For example, let's say you were motivated to read Quran for half an hour on a daily basis in the month of Ramadan. But now that it's over, you feel sluggish, lazy, and want to give it up. Yet you had wanted to maintain this habit after the blessed month was over. Instead of trying to read Quran for the same amount of time, reduce the time period to as much as you are initially able to do, even if it's just 5 minutes a day. If you keep up this 5 minutes a day habit, inshallah, you will see the amount of Quran you read will increase slowly but gradually, perhaps even surpassing your Ramadan maximum in the long term, inshallah.
Is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong, and a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
This part, life after Ramadan. Continuity in worship is the key. Let those who are determined to go back to sin after Ramadan know that Allah is always pleased with those who obey Him regardless of the month of obedience. The month the obedience takes place, and is angry with those who disobey Him, irrespective of the month the disobedience takes place. The essence of prosperity lies in long life and good deeds, and a person's continuation of good deeds without restricting it to a certain period, particular month, or a special place is a sign of one's righteousness and acceptance of his good deeds. Though Ramadan season is now gone, yet fasting is still recommended in other months. It is reported that the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Fasting for 3 days in every month is equal to fasting forever."
Sheikh Salim Bimji.
We see that when Allah, again, when He talked about fasting in the Quran, in verse number 183 of Surah Al-Baqarah, He addressed us with the phrase, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu," O you who believe. And this is a phrase that we've talked about in the Quran in the past. We see that Allah would occasionally address different stratas of people. Sometimes Allah addresses all of humanity. Ya ayyuhannas, as Allah says. And a lot of those times when Allah is addressing humanity, it is about universal concepts. So in Surah Hujurat, Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. O humanity, we have created you from a male and a female, and then spread you into different nations and tribes so that you may come to know one another. So our creation, Allah creating human being in general, is a universal concept. And so Allah addresses all of humanity. But sometimes we will see that Allah would actually get a bit more granular in His discussion and who He's speaking to. Sometimes Allah would address certain groups of human beings. For example, He'll say, "Kul ya ahlil kitab." Allah would ask Rasulullah to speak directly to the Jewish and Christian communities and give them a specific message. So Allah focuses sometimes on a specific group of people. And we know that although also Allah sometimes addresses the non-believers, for example, "Kul ya ayyuhal kafirun," O you who disbelieve, who reject all notions of a creator. So Allah addresses different people at different times within the Quran for different purposes. When it came to fasting, obviously because the Quran was being revealed to Rasulullah, and he was in turn conveying it to the community, Allah's invitation was not to the Jews or Christians because they had their own form of fasting. And even if you look at it today, many of the same forms are still there within the Jewish and Christian communities. They also still continue a form of fasting within their tradition. And so here Allah addressed you and I as believers and said, O you who believe, that fasting has been prescribed for you, just as it was prescribed for those who came before you, so that perhaps you may attain this self-restraint, or that you may learn self-restraint, that you may attain taqwa.
Thank you for listening to this episode of today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection and wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ya Rahman, Ya Razzaq, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Wahhab, Ya Tawwab. Ya Rahim, Ya Aziz, Ya Sami', Ya Basir, Ya Latif, Ya Khabir. حليم يا عظيم يا كبير يا حفيظ يا وكيل يا قوي يا متين.
Take pieces of bread from me and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. A very beautiful hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam on this topic says, as a Shia we have to have ma'rifat of our Imam. Ma'rifat is the base of everything. If we have ma'rifat of Imam, then we know their likes and dislikes, we know what they want from us, how we can relate ourselves to them, to the Aimma Tahireen, to Imam Amir al-Mumineen, to Imam Jafar Sadiq, to Imam Raza, to other Aimma. Otherwise we are in trouble. There's a beautiful hadith from narrated from Janabi Kulayni from Usul al-Kafi, and the hadith goes like this. An Sudair قال قلت لأبي جعفر إني تركت مواليك مختلفين يتبرأ بعضهم من بعض. Once Sudair left his town, his city, for meeting Imam. When he reached to Imam, he said to Imam, إني تركت مواليك مختلفين. O Imam, O son of Rasulullah, when I left my city, when I was leaving your followers, your Shia in that city, they were in dispute. They were in dispute with each other. وَيَتَبَرَّأُ بَعْضُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ. And they were cursing each other. A group of them cursing another group. So they called themselves your Shia, but they were there among them, there was a lot of disputes, اختلافات. And they were cursing each other, يَتَبَرَّأُ بَعْضُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ. And definitely Shia, as a true Muslim, true Mu'min, shouldn't do these things. But they were doing this. And Sudair brought this news to Imam. When Imam heard this, قَالْ فَقَالَ وَمَا أَنْتَ وَذَاكَ. Beautiful sentence. Imam said, what is your relationship with that type of problems? It is their problem. Let them call themselves Shia. If they have disputes, if they have problems among each other, if they create trouble for each other, and they curse each other, they say bad words to each other. Imam said, what is your relationship with them? Imam just right there separated him from others. He said, no, you are something else, and they are something else. What is your relationship with them? Ma ant wadak. And then Imam said, innama kulli fannas salasa. People have three types of duties among us, Ahlul Bayt. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, in our three phases. Number one, ma'rifatul a'immah. People have to have a ma'rifat of our imam, their imam, like us. They should know us, what we want from them, who are us, what is our relationship with them, what is their relationship to us, Ahlul Bayt. So this is number one. People have to have our ma'rifah. Then, wat-taslimu lahum fima warada alayhim. They have to be surrendered to our guidance. When we guide them, they shouldn't say, oh, this is the old time, this is the old word, this hadith belong to thousand years ago. No, our teachings, our guidance is for all the time. So when we say something, they have to be surrendered to our teachings and guidance. And then Imam made the last point. He said, وَرَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ فِي مَخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. If they have dispute, if they have issues, if they have problems, they shouldn't go this and that to ask their rights. No, they should come to us. If we are not among us, there are fuqaha, there are mujtahideen, there are scholars. Go and ask and find the solutions of your problems through Ahlul Bayt and through guidance of Ahlul Bayt and through teachings of Ahlul Bayt. Imam said to Sudair, what is your relationship with those people, those who are fighting to each other, those who have disputes among themselves, and they are cursing each other, they are blaming each other. There's no relationship between you and them. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 38 of Surah An-Nisa on page 85. So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Ali Nasir and Fawad, let's all together first listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والذين ينفقون أموالهم رئاء الناس ولا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر ومن يكن الشيطان له قرينا فساء قرينا
ما شاء الله. That was a nice recitation. So let me read it once. We'll mention some points here, inshallah. Then we'll move on to the tajweed rules. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 38 of Surah An-Nisa on page 85 of the Quran Kareem, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ ولا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر ومن يكن الشيطان له قرينا فساء قرينا Very, very beautiful ayah. And those who spend their wealth to be seen by people and believe neither in Allah nor in the last day. وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا As for him who has said and for his companion, okay, like whoever has said shaytan as his companion or friend, okay, who is that shaytan? What kind of companion is that shaytan? He is فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا An evil companion is he, said, okay? So guys, this ayah talks about the previous part of the discussion that we had in the previous sessions. Allah Almighty was talking about those who are mukhtalan fakhura in ayah 36, okay? Those who are what? Swaggering braggart. In the ayah 37, Allah said, الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسِ بِالْبُخْلِ They are stingy. And also in this ayah, Allah Almighty says one of the other attributes, okay? Of the مُخْتَالَ الْفَخُورَ the people with that kind of quality. وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ They are those who spend their wealth not for Allah Almighty. They help the poor, okay? They help the needy, okay? Not for Allah Almighty. So if it is not for the Allah... Listen, intention in Islam, okay? In actions, in a'mal, okay? intention is very important. إنما الأعمال بالنيات. So if you want Allah Almighty to accept your prayers, to accept your the wudu that you perform, to accept the fasting, to accept the hajj, your intention should be for Allah Almighty, purely for Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty will not accept because your niyyah is not for Allah Almighty. Ask the reward from the one whom you pray for the pleasure of them. Okay, that's it. So وَالَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ, they are those who spend their wealth رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ, not for Allah Almighty, for what? To be seen by people. Hey people, gather, okay? What are you gonna do? I'm gonna help this poor person. Look, you should see how gentle I am. Look, I'm helping this poor. So this kind of person must never expect Allah Almighty to reward him in the Day of Judgment. Why? Because Allah Almighty says, وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. They don't believe in Allah Almighty, they don't believe in the Day of Judgment. If they believed, they would never, for example, show themselves off, okay? They would really care about what about the dignity of the person, the poor person, okay? And Allah Almighty will reward or punish them. If his action the intention is for Allah Almighty, he will get rewards from Allah Almighty in the Day of Judgment. Even if he does not believe, Allah Almighty will reward him in this world as well, okay? But if he does not believe in the Day of Judgment and Allah Almighty, we believe that the Day of Judgment is going to happen, okay? So it's going to come, he will be punished for sure, because he did not really respect the dignity of that person, the personality of that poor person. So if you help a poor person, make sure you care about the dignity as well. Even if you don't help, at least respect that person. Do not disrespect. That's it, okay? So these kind of people who do not believe in the Day of Judgment and they spend their wealth and for the sake of people, okay, to be seen by people, so they are actually friends with Shaitan. So Shaitan is a very bad friend and evil. So we always have to say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. So that's it. Refer to the Tafasir books inshallah for more information, for more details. It's time to mention some important tajweed rules, then inshallah practice the recitation.
قرآني نبض حياتي, قرآني طهر ذاتي, قرآني عصمة أمري, قرآني طوق نجاتي.
قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Ali Nasir and Fawad, you are so quiet today because I think you really love the discussion. So, but from now on, I won't let you stay quiet, okay? I'll ask you a lot of questions. You got to help me out with the tajweed rules. Ready?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. The very first one. Tell me the pronunciations of the letters which are important here. Which letters are important, Ali Nasir?
First, we have Wow.
Wow, it should be wa, not va.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Letter val.
Val.
Qaf.
Qaf, okay. Qa. It's different from ka.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hamza.
Hamza. It's not a. It's different from ain. Good job.
We have ha.
Ha. It's different from ha. We got two ha. Ha exists in English. The counterpart for H, the letter H. I'm home, he is right, okay?
Yeah.
Ha, who, yeah. He, have, has. So this ha. But ha doesn't exist in English, so this is different. This is ha, which exists in English. Continue forward, please. Next. وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَنْ يَكْنِشْ. آخِر. خَا. But here it's pronounced lightly. It's important to know, yes?
Yes.
Because when it has a kasra, it's pronounced lightly. Isan. Khi.
Yes, then ta.
Ta, shaytan. Good job. Qarina, again.
Qaf.
Qaf, yeah. That's all. That's all, right? So, let's mention the other rules. These are about the pronunciations of the letters that which really matter. If you don't pronounce them correctly, it might be difficult for you, but practice them and pronounce them correctly. So, the next point. وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ Why I didn't pronounce the noon clearly? You didn't hear the sound of noon correctly, yes?
Yes.
يُنْفِقُونَ No way. Fawad wanted to tell me that you don't know how to read. Yeah, I don't know, but tell me, help me, Fawad. So, tell me, Fawad. Yeah, he was joking. So...
Yeah, because you applied the rule.
In fact, I knew, yes? So I applied the rule.
Ikhfa.
So what is it? What does the rule ikhfa mean?
Hiding the sound of the noon sakin or tanween.
Whenever the letter fa, ta, tha, seen, sheen, sa, taat, kaf.
Which letters which are not categorized in the other three?
Yeah, good, good. We got four groups of letters. So, the letters for the rule idgham, ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, noon, these six letters in one group. Hamza, ha, ha, kha, ayn, ghain in one group. The letter ba, only in one group. So, and the rest of the letters. So, for the rest of the letters, whenever they appear right after the tanween or noon sakin, you hide the sound of it. Yes? Nasal sound. And also prolong it for two counts. وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ The mother is wajib. Stretch it for six counts or five counts. النَّاسِ نُون مُشَدَّد Pay attention. Stretch the sound for two beats. And also a nasal sound. وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ On the top, if you see, there is a sign called قِلَى, which says...
It is recommended to stop here.
Yeah, it's better to stop here. But you can continue, right?
Yes.
وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ وَمَنْ نُنْ سَاكِنْ فَلَسْ يَا
إِدْغَام
From the group of يَرْمَلُونَ So yes. The rule إِدْغَام is applied, merge the sound... And وَمَيْ مَنْ مَيْ changes to مَيْ وَمَيْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَسَاءَ Again, قَرِينًا تَنْوِين plus فَا the same as يُنْفِقُونَ هَيْدَ سَمْ قَرِينًا فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا The mad, right? The mad is wajib here. That's all. The tajweed rules are easy in this ayah. Let's repeat after me, okay? You all repeat after me. I'll recite it. Brothers and sisters will also recite, inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. والذين ينفقون أموالهم رئاء الناس ولا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر
والذين ينفقون أموالهم رئاء الناس ولا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر
آخر When you read it, when you stop here, the ra is pronounced lightly because yes. There is a kasra sound. ولا باليوم الآخر All right?
وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا
وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا
أحسنتم ما شاء الله صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
ما شاء الله Allah bless you inshallah That's all for today Brothers and sisters, stay with IRIB English Radio, inshallah. Thank you so much, Fawad and Ali Nasir. Thanks for being with us today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. وَجْعَلْ لِسَانِي بِذِكْرِكَ لَهِجَ. O Allah, make my tongue remember you constantly. وَقَلْبِي بِحُبِّكَ مُتَيَّمَا. Make my heart enthralled by your love. وَمُنَّ عَلَيَّ بِحُسْنِ إِجَابَتِكَ. Be gracious to me by answering me favorably. وَقِلْنِي عَثْرَتِي وَغْفِرْ زَلَّتِي. Nullify my slips, forgive me my lapses. فَإِنَّكَ قَضَيْتَ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِكَ بِعِبَادَتِكَ وَأَمَرْتَهُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ. You have decreed your worship for your servants. You commanded them to supplicate you. وَضَمِنْتَ لَهُمُ الْإِجَابَةِ. You assured them that they would be answered. The Holy Quran, dear listeners, has stated, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. When my servants ask you concerning me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, then I am near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ, I answer the prayer of the supplicant when he calls on me. أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, the Holy Quran says, call upon me and I will answer you. So this should be kept in mind that not any prayer is guaranteed to be accepted. We have had detailed discussions over the concept of supplications and the conditions, requisites, and prerequisites of the acceptance of supplications. But in short form, In short version, only that prayer of a supplicant whose features are mentioned in the Holy Quran and traditions are going to be accepted. So, when this part of the supplication of Kumail says, وَضَمِنْتَ لَهُمُ الْإِجَابَةِ, and you have assured them that they would be answered, we have to know this by other traditions and the verses of the Holy Quran, that only special kinds of worshippings, special kinds of supplications are going to be accepted.
Through your mercy, protect me and cause my tongue to accentuate your remembrance, and my heart filled with your love, and be gracious to me by your gracious response, and cause my evils to appear fewer, and forgive me my errors.
Thank you, Allah. Feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So we have to know that not all types of worshipping and supplications are going to be answered. Someone might call upon Allah weepingly and ask Him all the world's wealth, kingdom over the world, and everlasting life, a beauty more than that of Joseph's, a voice sweeter than that of David's, or bravery more than that of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He might even ask Allah to fulfill any good or evil prayer he says about other people. Such supplications, dear listeners, are void of necessary conditions, so they are not guaranteed to be accepted. The Almighty does not accept these. The knowing, righteous and loving servants have the necessary conditions, and their prayers are based on the goodness of this world and hereafter. The type of supplication we need, the type of thing we need from the Almighty Allah to accept, is what is based on the goodness of this world and especially hereafter. If our prayer is answered in the world, we must thank Allah. And if it is not answered here, we should not become upset. Rather, we have to stay patient like the righteous servants of the Almighty Allah are. We have to wait till the suitable time for the acceptance of our prayers. It has been narrated that prayer is the weapon of the prophets and the believer. Prayer changes a strong fate, removes calamities, and cures diseases. So, the necessary conditions for the acceptance of prayers have been mentioned in the Imam's traditions, as sincerity in deeds, knowing that everything is in Allah's hands. Even recognition of Almighty Allah and knowing Him in the first place is one of the most important conditions of acceptance of supplications. Performing obligatory deeds, having purified heart, and telling the truth are other conditions. Even, it has been mentioned in the traditions of the Imams that eating lawful meals are paying people's rights, presence and tenderness of the heart, and beginning the prayer with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, is among those conditions. Also, confessing to the sins, beseeching and weeping, putting one's face onto the ground, performing two units of prayer, having certainty of acceptance, praying for others before oneself, avoiding indecent prayers, and praying in privacy and having hope of the acceptance of prayer are among those conditions. One of the most important of them, however, is this hope. This hope of the acceptance of prayer. If the supplication and the supplicant have the necessary conditions, the prayer would most surely be answered. And this is what Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in this part of the Kumail supplication says, وَضَمِنْتَ لَهُمُ الْإِجَابَ. And you assured them that they would be answered. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Fiqh or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
among
the Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
self-purification is the most significant fact.
Imamat yek asle zendat dar tarikh Islam.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Qaraati. Please stay tuned. Sometimes we help other people
and we do not expect them to thank us. However, we tell others the story of our help. In such a way, we are ruining the value of our charitable act. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam refers to this point in Makarim al-Akhlaq supplication. He states, if you help your brother or sister in faith, you must not expect him or her to thank you, and you neither must tell others the story of your helping. Once a person came to one of the Shiite infallible Imams and told him, O holy Imam, I am very much pleased today. When Imam asked about the main reason, he said, today I helped the needy people and did a charitable work. The holy Imam answered, your deed is null and void, since you narrated the story of helping others for me. From this story, we learn that the best type of help is the one that is not either set to the needy or to the others. In this way, you might be away from the downfall of helping others, which is becoming arrogant. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Qaraati. To find out more about this program, please log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
Proxy war between Russia and NATO. In 2022, I spent 5 months living in Russian-controlled Donetsk in the Donbass region. I witnessed firsthand the Ukrainian army targeting and killing civilians whom it claims to be its own citizens. Now, of course, Ukraine has been shelling Donetsk for months now, indeed, intermittently for the last 8 years. When they're not trying to hit military targets, they focus on civilian targets. It is a story that is crucial in understanding the Russia-Ukraine war. I firmly believe that by listening to the experiences of civilians on both sides, the world can better find avenues to peace. Caught on camera, a Ukrainian strike in the center of Donetsk. When I arrived at the scene, the body of 24-year-old Maria Pirogova was still lying on the street, covered in a blanket.
Now, while many of the attacks by Ukraine in Donetsk are aimed at civil infrastructure or administration buildings, some are simple terror attacks against civilians.
Maria was one of four victims of the strike. Two of the others were musicians. But this strike was nothing special, just another day in Donetsk. Whenever I had no other filming planned, I would simply chase the incoming. Sometimes they would land harmlessly in an empty street. At other times, I would arrive at a bus station or a market with bodies on the pavement and friends and family breaking down in tears. A common occurrence in Donetsk, a nighttime artillery barrage by the Ukrainian army. One of these attacks happened not long after I arrived in May.
I just had a cafe, it's in the evening here in Donetsk, and there was massive incoming. All the civilians and their children ran down to the basement.